This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
You better believe it. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood. We're going to open up the Auto World garage because standing by is the Swami, as our caller in New Mexico, our good friend Frank, dubbed him a number of years ago. Mark is an ASC certified technician with a number of decades of experience, and he's working on cars each and every day. And he can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. Or if you've gone to your local mechanic and you don't like what they're saying you're going to spend $1,700 on something you don't understand, well, give us a call and Mark can give you a free second opinion as well. Telephone-wise, it is toll-free, so feel free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is at the board at GCN Central, and he'll take your calls. And I know the last time Mark was with us, we got a couple of calls, and we're definitely live out there in a number of stations. So if you're hearing us live, like all you folks in Oklahoma City, come on, give us a call. All you folks in Texas, give us a call. Everybody in Alabama, give us a call. And all of our great other affiliates, coast to coast, border to border, and of course, around the world at GCNLive.com. You can also communicate with us via email, probably the most common form of communication these days for the radio program. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, this is a big weekend in the world of automobiles. Two big events are winding down. One is still going on as we speak at this moment. The Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is being unveiled, so to speak. The winner will be announced probably sometime within this hour of the program, if not this hour, the second hour of the program. And then, of course, we're coming off a couple of weeks of activity in Detroit, culminating with the Woodward Dream Cruise, which happened yesterday, but officially really began, as I said, about 2 weeks ago. Mark and I both went to these events, thought we'd be fun to do a little bit of reminiscing and a little bit of gossip from both events from this year. And why don't we go to the guest lines right now and bring forth the man of the hour, the Swami himself. It's Mark Evans. Welcome to Auto World.
Well, happy anniversary, Bob. Hey, it's good to be with you. Happy anniversary on Pebble Beach weekend. Good to be with you on a weekend that you and I, at this time, of course, was sipping wine and tipping our hats to the best show.
Yes,
back in,
absolutely.
20 years ago?
Yeah, hopefully not that quite as long ago. I think the last time I was there was 2014. The McGuire's activity, when did that all go away, Mark? Around 2006 or so?
Yeah, right around 2006, I believe. Yeah. So you when we first were there, it was, what, about 20, Bill, years ago when we were first there? And
yeah, you beat me. You beat me there. I know that you had done some private broadcasts with Barry McGuire, kind of blazing a trail for what later would become the trio roadshow of myself, Mark, and the infamous Alan. But you were there, and you got such great response.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, I Yeah. I basically went out there and I took, back in the day, 1998, I took my handheld little cassette recorder and a microphone that I bought very cheap equipment. And I thought it would be fun. Not only Barry McGuire, of course, they have a suite there, and so we were, he said, come on out and see, can you do your show there? And I said, sure. So I linked up. I was only on one station at the time. I linked up there in their indoor suite there, of course, which is a lodge, but it's, you know, two beds and a bathroom and a kitchenette, and then they have the patio doors that open to the outside with the deck, and that's where the McGuire suite, you know, of course, for our listeners, they fed all their guests, and the guests could come by for a bite to eat and visit with Barry and Karen and all, and I'll never forget that, Bob. My show here in Boise aired at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, so I had to turn the microphone on live at 6 o'clock there in Pebble Beach, and it was quite early, so there was nothing happening, of course, on the field there, and so everybody was still snoring. And so it very, very, of course, you remember Leslie, right-hand person there. She opened up the suite and I was in, and this Leslie and I, and I picked up the telephone landline and called back here to the Idaho studio and said, and of course they knew that I was going to be there, so they were kind of excited. But it was all new for my listening audience was all new. They'd never been there to Pebble Beach, and there I was live. So, but I'll never forget the day that Airways turned on live, and I said, welcome to Pebble Beach Live. I'm Mark Evans, et cetera. And anyway, Barry showed up late, and he come in a little bit late, and no big deal. I was early there. And so he was literally sitting on the one bed in the suite. I was sitting on the other bed. And they did accommodations for us to have two phones on one landline. And Barry and I sat there and talked about what we were going to do and have and what Pebble Beach was all about. And back then, I believe it was only like $15 or $20 just to get in per person. And so, it's fun, a lot of fun. But it went over the gangbusters, and so I got a call later as the show started. But I got a call later back here in Boise, and they said, hey, in fact, the general manager was listening. He says, man, that was unbelievable. Would you do more time on the air? People love it back here. So I ended up going back on the radio waves back at Pebble Beach right around about 3 o'clock. It was 4 o'clock back here. And so, anyway, it went real well. We had a lot of fun. I had Carol Shelby on. He was, I'll never forget that, Bob. We took those two phones, they extended the phone lines out so we could sit outside the suite. And we had one phone on an evergreen bush on the right side of the door, and I was sitting on the left side, on the evergreen with the telephone sitting there. And so I was sitting there interviewing Carol Shelby about it all, and had a lot of great guests on and all that, but sure. I'll never forget too. The show was done and all that, and at Pebble Beach the show was done, but people were packing up their cars and getting ready, driving their cars off the field, putting them on the trailers, and then I ended up, you know, of course, grabbing my cassette recorder, my cheap plastic microphone, and I was going to go interview some people that own those cars to play those interviews later on my show. I thought that would be kind of nice, as like a gift for my listeners, and you know, it was quite interesting. I was walking down from the opening there at the suite with my handheld microphone in my hand, and Barry was coming walking up the field, and he saw me with that microphone and that recorder in my hand. He kind of walked over to me, and he says, what are you doing? And I says, well, Barry, the fun's just starting. I'm going to go start interviewing people one by one for my show later. And Bobby just looked at me with this happy smile, stunned look, though, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, I think that sparked a light bulb in his head, and that's where our McGuire's Broadcasting Network took off. And so then you and I and Alan, of course, we took off on the road and had a lot of great fun. But that Pebble Beach, you know, of course, is not just Pebble Beach. There's a lot of history there. Once you show your car there, you got to be invited. And I've been trying to get my 16 on the field for years. An unrestored 1916 Chevrolet, baby grand, very rare model, but again, you can't just show up with your car and...
Oh, no. takes a lot of finagling, a lot of paperwork. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about the Pebble Beach Monterey Weekend, also Woodward. This is Auto World. If you have a question, and again, the mechanic is in the house, so if you got a question of a mechanical order, give us a call at 855-660-4.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Honor World. Mark Evans is in the co-pilot seat. He is an ASE-certified technician, a mechanic of note, to say the least, and he's got your back covered. He's got you covered with whatever is going on with your vehicle. If you're hearing funny noises from your vehicle, if your vehicle's not running properly or stalling, or you're having brake issues or suspension issues or air conditioning issues, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We're doing a little bit of reminiscing because this is the moment in time in 2019 that the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, the Sunday edition, is coming to its peak when they name the best of show, and Mark was relaying his first experiences at Pebble. For me, it was in 1999 as we started the McGuire's Broadcasting Network with a gathering in Greenwich of a multitude of broadcasters, which was then pared down to just the three amigos for Meadowbrook Hall, and then moving over to Pebble. So 99, that was my first year of seeing the happenings at Pebble. And Mark, a little later on in the hour here, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how things are priced these days in 2019, but certainly it's a great experience. And I always say to all of my Auto World listeners, if you want to go and if you have the money, put it aside and go to what used to be the weekend in Pebble Beach. It's now the week-long series of events on the Monterey Peninsula, but you have to go there and see the millionaires versus the billionaires, and you'll see stuff that you won't see anyplace else.
Oh, absolutely, Bob, and you'll see it on the roads, the regular, everyday, you know, just go to the grocery store and you'll see Lamborghinis, Ferraris just sitting right there getting a grub.
Yep, that's it.
You know, there's so much going on. You get, of course, the Laguna Seca. That's a nice thing to watch. The old vintage antique cars that are racing. You know, the folks can walk the grounds there and watch that race. Of course, you got a lot of auctions happening. The fashion show. And say auctions. Gosh, Bob, you got what is there? Three now: Gooding and Company, RM, and also now Meekum's there.
I believe, Mark, there's actually seven, if you can believe
seven.
It.
Wow.
Yeah. It has really blown up significantly, and things have blown up on other fronts, too. We've got a big event on Friday called The Quail. It's Gordon McCall's event, and it's always a big, high-dollar ticket, hard to get in. They have very limited media credentials, but that has become one of the hot events to choose from on the Monterey Peninsula during Pebble Week. And, of course, you have Concorso Italiano, which always used to be on Friday. It's now on Saturday. That's the world's largest gathering of Italian vehicles in one place. And Barry McGuire used to say, visually the most exciting show in all of the world of cars. On Saturday, these days, they also have the Concours de Lemons. That's right. Jay Lamb, automotive journalist and photographer, came up with the idea of, well, if we're having Bugattis and Auburns and Bentleys on the lawn at Pebble Beach, it's time to put some Pacers and Pintos and some Gremlins on the lawn. So a very fun event that's held every year now on Saturday of Pebble Beach weekend, sponsored by the folks at Hagerty. And that's a cool event to go to, Mark.
It is. I just watched Meekum here yesterday. I watched a Gremlin go through the auction. Bob, make a guess of what that sold for. An original Gremlin.
Wow, let me figure this out here. I remember growing up on my street, there was a family called the Flanagans, and the husband was a college professor. The wife was a high school teacher, and
All kinds of crazy things. They had three children. They had two boys, one close to my age, a little bit younger, one on the younger side, only toddler-like, and then a teenage girl who was older. But the father drove a cool car. He had an MGBGT, and that's what he was traveling back and forth to Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts, one of the best entrepreneurial schools in the country, business schools in the country. But Mrs. Flanagan was driving a purple Gremlin, and I remember that so well. And I would have to guess that, considering the Gremlin new was between $2,000 and $3,000, I would imagine probably one now in pristine condition might be somewhere in the vicinity of, let's say, $6,500. Am I way off?
$20,000.
There it is.
Hey, Bob, you're in another field.
I know, exactly. It's 20? Just like you just broke $20,000, isn't that?
$20,000. Yeah, I remember working on them, and you know, I had a customer that just kept breaking down, always in the shop. And he said to me, "Mark, what am I going to do with this car, man?" He says, "I keep giving you all your retirement money." I said, "Well, you probably need to sell it." Well, I'm not saying that anymore.
Yeah, but it's true. The cars of the '70s have become collectible.
Yeah, Mecham sold. Did you hear the news on the DB8 that sold for $6.4 million?
I did not. DB8 Aston Martin sold for that kind of money. That sounds great. I did get some reports. It was a big brouhaha at RM Sotheby's, which is the former RM event held Friday night and Saturday night. And you and I have been to that event many, many times. But they had a Porsche, one of the original Porsche. But anyhow, I won't get into too many details. We'll talk about it a little later on in the broadcast if you're going to be with us with Phil Skinner. But lots of controversy over the vehicle, and if it was eventually taken down, being sold, and there was all kinds of boos and cheers, and all kinds of things went down last night. So I don't have the full details. We'll have to get it from Phil Skinner, who wasn't there, but got the inside scoop on that. Mark, you mentioned a little bit earlier that back when you first arrived at Pebble Beach, to go to the Pebble Beach show on Sunday, you could walk up to the gate and get a ticket for, you said, I believe, $20?
I believe it was $20, yeah.
In 2019, if you want a ticket, day of show, want to take a guess?
Is it $500 now?
You got it, $500.
$500. Yeah, and you know, I do believe, you know, as back in that day and every year that I went after there, we kept, you know, of course, seeing more and more people.
It's really blown up into a global event. We'll talk lots more about Pebble and Woodward with Mark Evans straight ahead. And we invite your calls at 855-660-4261.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The town halls are wrapping up, and in Iowa, the Democrats head to the caucuses tomorrow. A poll show a majority of Democrats have one thing on their mind, and that's defeating President Trump in November. The leading candidates have roughly split into two camps, and according to a New York Times poll, Iowa Democratic voters are split between those who want a candidate who promises fundamental change at 51%, or one who will just bring politics back to normal at 42%. Former Vice President Joe Biden feels his experience gives him the edge. Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg disagrees.
I'm suggesting this is no time to take a risk on trying to meet a fundamentally new challenge with a familiar playbook.
And at this point, only 40% of all voters involved in the caucuses have made their decision. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He is our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, ASC certified technician, field producer for the show, and fill-in host along with Motor Mike from Alabama on Auto World from time to time. But we're talking about Pebble Beach, and we're talking about Monterey. Pebble Beach is ongoing as we speak. Mark, I don't know if you have access to a television, or of course you probably have access to a web browser, but the folks at Motor Trend are doing a live stream from Pebble Beach, and I believe it's on what used to be the Velocity channel, which is now the Motor Trend channel on regular television. It is also being broadcast on the Motor Trend YouTube channel. It's something they've been doing for the last 3 years or so, and really gives folks the opportunity to see what's going on. So I'd be curious if you've got some electronic gadgets to pull up in front of you. I do not. Check out to see if Motor Trend is up to anything.
Yeah, I'm looking here now on it. Bob, one thing I was wanting to know, if you know or not, are they doing the running of the bulls still? You know?
The running of the bulls led to Lamborghinis, you mean?
Yeah, where they start at Big Sur. That's one of the things that I did. And Big Sur, the Lamborghinis, and they had, they shut down the highway. And we drive, there was 20 Lamborghinis that we would drive from Big Sur all the way into Monterey. And, of course, we'd end up Friday night at Gordon McCall's at the Monterey Jet Set.
Yeah, exactly.
That was fun.
Definitely. And, of course, I believe if Bruce is still doing his Friday night event, now it's on Tuesday night, and I'm not sure if he's still doing it since he's got his own big event called the Quail. But that must have been fun. What particular Lamborghini model did you drive? Was it a Diablo?
Yeah, back in 98, it was the Diablos, and they had, Mario Andretti was there. We had a little driver's meeting, and Mario was there, Mario Andretti, and Julian was there, and Tim Allen, and they got one to drive too. And Mario got to go first, but we had a driver's meeting. It was quite fun to be in that driver's meeting with everybody, because when they shut down the highway like that, you can, you know, no one's coming at you, so you can go as fast as you want.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and they had the helicopter coverage. The KTLA, the TV station, was up in the helicopter filming this whole thing. Of course, things like that cause, you know, I call it advertising, causes more people to go down and take a look, and why not, you know?
But yeah.
I have in my office wall here, I'm looking at it now, I have it on display because it was quite a memory thing for me, a passport, Lamborghini Bull. I had to, and it's a really cool, neat little passport that I had to get, driver training test, basically, in order to know that they knew that I knew how to drive a Lamborghini, so I wouldn't put it, you know, into the big Sur Ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but that was a lot of fun.
Definitely. Right. Things have changed. Lamborghini, of course, now is owned by the Volkswagen Group, and they offer not just one model, but several models, including, believe it or not, Mark, I don't know if you're aware of this one. I actually have seen one of these in person, but Lamborghini years ago had a rather rugged Hummer-esque sport utility vehicle. Now they've got a new sport utility vehicle, which is much more like a Porsche Cayenne, except Lamborghini style, and I've seen one on the road down here in Florida, but you got the Hurricane, and you've got the Murcielago, and you've got this Lamborghini SUV, and there's not a third pedal in sight. All the clutches have gone away.
Yeah, you know, isn't it amazing that you had to say Volkswagen in there? My dad would turn over in his grave. He had a Volkswagen thing, of course, and never thought anything much of it. But
it's probably worth a lot of money today.
It is. Yeah. He had a yellow one with the black stripes, and it said the saying on it. And, yeah, absolutely. Of course, it's not in the family anymore, and it's worth a lot more than what he paid for back in the day. I just checked out the Motor Trend TV station here, and they're not doing it live. They're not even on. In fact, it looks like the full custom garage show's on right now.
Okay.
So,
check on MotorTrend.com or the Motor Trend YouTube channel, I should say.
Yeah, there's got to be. And it doesn't look like in the future here. I'm looking, in the future here on the TV, DirecTV, and it doesn't look like they're on there. But I just saw an ad for our good old friend, which was a really great interview for me. Great people, Grundy Car Insurance. Remember those folks?
Oh, of course, absolutely. There are lots of great people involved with the Kalenta Car Insurance business. There's six or seven different companies. I, of course, pledge allegiance to Hagerty because they've been kind to sponsor me a number of times, and we've got something going on that you'll hear about after the next break that just started recently. But, Mark, I myself have had American Collectors Insurance as a sponsor as well, and there are a number of other companies out there doing business selling the the coverage for the older vehicles. And I was speaking to my cousin who has a 20-year-old, actually now older, 22-year-old BMW that he just happened to keep. And he said now he can have an antique license plate, which is pretty sad but true. It's a 1998 BMW 540i, so it's an 8-cylinder manual transmission 5 series. So nothing spectacular, but he was saying how much money he was saving with Hagerty, because rather than putting it on your regular policy, you can save an awful lot by going to these companies.
Yeah, you can, and you get really good coverage. They know the value of the car. They know what it's worth if in case it does get totaled out. Or as you know, we could talk a lot about that storm that blew through. Remember that storm that crashed?
Pensnall.
Was that in Detroit, wasn't it, Meadowbrook?
That was in Meadowbrook, yeah, kind of a mini tornado that did some significant damage. And then also in more recent times, in the last five to ten years, there was an event, was a Russo and Steel auction in Scottsdale in January, and they had a really bad thunderstorm blow through, and that created a tent to fall on these classic cars, and was an awful lot of damage. And those things are going to happen with Mother Nature. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and you know, I think about that, Bob. A lot of our folks that are listening have probably pretty much 90% of them might have just an everyday driving car. And of course, none of us think about an accident, but the everyday driving type car or truck, it's easy to get parts. But when it comes right down to, you know, I'll just talk out loud here, Bob, where would I go get a starter for my 1916 Chevrolet? Would Pep Boys have that? Would AutoZone have that?
Not even close. Not even close. And I don't think there are enough junkyards left with 1916-era parts. There probably are a few around, but you'd probably be looking for it for quite some time.
Yeah, so you'd never find it. So the whole thing here is with the word insurance, I have to have it made. And you have to have parts made today to keep an old antique vintage old car on the road. And so with insurance companies, they have to know, like Hager, they have to know that, hey, this car is so viable in this dollar amount because if it gets hit by a rolling wind tent with sand to boot, sandblast it, you know, the glass headlight lenses on my 1916, where in the world, if a sandstorm from Phoenix Scottsdale comes up and sandblasts them, where are you going to get those?
You got a problem there, no doubt about it. We're going to do more reminiscing with Mark as we talk about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, or what is known here in 2019 as Monterey Car Week. Also, the Woodward Dream Cruise was yesterday. Cruise in the streets of Woodward in Michigan, Detroit City.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. Auto World is brought to you in part by Drive Share by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or whether you're brand new to the community, Drive Share unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through Drive Share's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income, or rent using the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's all capitals here, AUTOWORLD. Visit driveshare.com to browse, cruise, and choose your ride. And Mark, you'll have to go to driveshare.com and put in the Auto World special code, and you'll get some cool stuff. It's something new that McKeel is doing, and I hadn't heard of it before, Mark, but this is basically for folks who own collector cars and are okay with the idea of loaning out their collector car to a person who will rent the car for a day or a couple of days or a weekend. And they have high hopes for this. I was told by somebody else within the industry that this is not the only one of these sites out there, but DriveShare by Hagerty is the real deal. That's the one that's got the most number of cars. But what do you think of that as an idea? Would you ever rent out any of your classic vehicles to people?
Well,
and what do you think?
Yeah, you know, if you they wanted to rent my 1916 Chevrolet for me, boy, they sure could get there fast at 6 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, I believe they have an opportunity. You can rent cars for events, too. So somebody
sure
could take that 1916, you know, and bring it to their Chevy dealership.
Yes, you know, that's the thing too that I think it's a great idea in the aspect of just think about the word weddings. How many weddings are there in every city every summer? A lot. And with that said, can you believe? I mean, Bob, for a little bit of money to rent somebody's specialty car that you have been dreaming about all your life and taking your driving away from your wedding in that car, wow. And it only is going to cost you the price of the word rent for that night, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah. And then, of course, you've got the person that can go down to the Father's Day in their local town, Father's Day car show, and you rent the most expensive car you could possibly get from Hagerty. They bring it in, you drop it off, and you stand and sit with that car, and of course everybody's like, oh my God, Mark, when did you buy that? When did you get that? Oh yeah, that's mine, uh-huh, it's mine.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got that side of the coin too, but yeah, I think it's a good idea. I've always thought that in this local town of ours, I've always thought, Bob, to start up a new business and bring in those exotic cars and rent those exotic cars.
Oh,
and
yeah, become, absolutely.
Yeah, and become that rent-a-car type of place. But you get looking at what the insurance costs to be able to rent those cars out, and, you know, it just blew it out of the water. So
yeah,
When you asked me if I'd rent some of mine out, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I would have to.
I think it's going to be true for lots of folks. You know, they might be protective of that vehicle and not so readily wanting to rent it out, even though they're going to get a little bit of money. A little bit of a controversial thing, but you'll have to go to driveshare.com and put in Auto World, and then you can put in Boise, and then it will show you the collector cars that are for rent in Boise, where Mark resides in the great state of Idaho. I did it here for Orlando, Florida, and I have about 18 to 20 at this moment cars listed for sale, and not for sale, for rent, and they run the gamut. Yeah, they run the gamut here in Orlando. There are three modern cars. There's a Tesla Model S. There's a Lamborghini Hurricane, and there's a Lamborghini the predecessor to the Hurricane. Of course, I know it well, the Gallardo. But the rest are all, you know, 59 Cadillacs and 74 Corvettes. And,
okay.
And somebody's running a Shelby GT500 from 68 in the Orlando area. But you'll have to do some poking around there at DriveShare.com and do me a favor, put Auto World in so that they know that you heard about it here on the broadcast. But we're going to be doing some interviews with these folks as well. It's all brand new, and I too have had the dream of starting a company that would be kind of like a press fleet company that would sell a subscription per year to wealthy folks. Let's say it's, you know, X number of dollars per month, $2,000 a month, but for the $2,000 a month you can drive a new car every week, so you'd have to have 52 new vehicles vehicles to rotate or some derivative of doing it that way. Maybe you only have, maybe if the rentals are for a month. But I too have thought of that in the realm of the modern cars, because, you know, so many people don't have the opportunity to test drive the modern cars, and boy, they're missing out on lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, we're lucky to have test drive vehicles and get in and get out of them and drive them and get a taste of them and broadcast all the goodies about them. And it's absolutely right. There's a lot of great cars out there that we're living in right now. I mean, gosh, the price of these hot rods that they're selling to us now are quite cheap, truthfully, for what they are. And you know, I don't really, you know, the stats on the repair side, the service bulletin side, and the repair shop field here shows that basically a lot of folks aren't worried about the repair word anymore, Bob, because the cars and trucks are so, they just don't need repair for quite some time down the road. So, and then I'm finding, of course, now I've become a specialist because I worked on a 73 Corvette the other day, and this man couldn't find anybody that knew how to work on it. And because, you know, of course, all the younger technicians are half my age, and they weren't even born with it when this car was out, you know. So it really enjoys it for me. It gives me my blood gets boiling again, because in a good way, because I'm making sure that I get to put some of the older cars, get them back on the road so these folks can drive them every day. And there sure is a lot of talk about this new Corvette and the price. Everybody's talking, you know, just big time talking about it.
Yeah, big time. I've got some inside pricing information on the Corvette C8, the regular Corvette, the 2020 Corvette Stingray 1LT trim. That's the one that's $59,995, and that includes a destination charge. And if you want the capability of being able to go 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, you got to get the Z51 package, which adds just a little tiny bit more horsepower, 495 horsepower, and also upgraded brakes and upgraded suspension pieces. That's $5,000, that option. Then you move up to the next level of trim, which is 2LT trim, which is very loaded, actually, at $67,295. And then if you want the absolute top-of-the-line Corvette with 3L trim, that will set you back $71,945. Now, there are a lot of a la carte options that I haven't got my hands on the price of yet, but I'm impressed, Mark. There is nothing that I haven't read about this new Corvette that doesn't do anything but get me excited.
Yeah, and the price is unbelievable. But don't you believe too, though, they're not in dealers parking lots yet, showroom floors yet, right?
No,
not yet. So now, once they get there, though, Bob, are they going to tack on another $20,000 and $30,000 on top of that?
I'm sure there will be some dealers that will do that. Right now, you can go to a dealership who's an official C8 dealership, put $2,000 down, and get an order for one. And I was told by Representative Chevrolet just 7 days ago that there's still plenty. They haven't sold out the first year. So that's what I'd recommend. And hopefully there won't be too many dealers doing the gouging thing. But you know it's going to happen. Mark, the time just flew. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, Amsoil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and Amsoil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.